possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio celebrating an Eagles victory, but it was a weird one. 24-20. There was an hour delay. Jalen Carter ejected from the game. CeeDee Lamb all over the place. But Jalen Hurts played a really good football game. Not, I would call it, wow game. But I just thought he was smart and efficient. And I thought he was the biggest reason they won the game last night, Hugh.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And you know what? That whole conversation that we're having is sponsored by CJ's Tire and Auto, Joe. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on 1,000 tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today.
Yeah, I thought Jalen was really good last night. Again, the one bomb, that was really the only deep shot they took. But, I mean, when you're 19-23 and three of those incompletions are throwaways and one, I believe, was a drop, it's like the ball didn't really hit the ground last night at all because of Jalen Hurts. I thought he played well last night, and they did enough, especially with his legs. His legs were a weapon last night, a real weapon, not just the tush-push game, but the scramble game to get a victory. All right, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from Lane Johnson on the field after the game. You know, Hugh, Lane is, I always think of him as someone that he doesn't speak a lot, but when he speaks, it packs a punch. Here's what Lane had to say about the Jalen Carter incident and how they're going to handle it with the internally.
Physical game throughout, but a win is a win is a win in the National Football League. What are your thoughts after a game like this?
We'll take a win, man. It's a lot of stuff happened this game. First time we ever had like a thunderstorm interference, so a little time off, but I wish we'd have been a little bit more disciplined when we came back out. Made the game a lot closer when it needed to be, but I'm proud of how our guys responded, man. It wasn't a pretty game by no means. We have a lot to clean up.
Jalen Hurts did such a good job of getting out of bad plays with his legs throughout the game, especially that last quarterback draw on the fourth quarter to ice it.
Yeah, that's who he is, man. He has the ability to win with his arm, with his legs, but through it all, man, he stays poised. You can see him, man. He's never rattled. All right, Trevor. Never rattled, man. And, he ran a lot tonight, so I'm glad he stayed injury-free.
So there was Lane on Hurts and trying to kind of stay in post. He also talked about Jalen Carter. They're going to talk to him after all this, which I'm sure they're going to. And the veterans tend to be on the offensive side rather than the defensive side.
Yeah.
Again, Hugh, I don't know who it is. I don't know if there is someone. We always talk about Jordan Davis is kind of the guy that has been with Jalen Carter a lot over the years, but it just seems like he's the one that's got to do it. No one could keep, you can't really keep him in check, right? Like Jordan Davis could be on the field with him. He was on the field with him yesterday. Didn't
they played together in Georgia? He couldn't do anything with him. He's a different animal, man. Yeah. He's a different animal, and to me, it's going to take somebody different to help get him where he needs to be.
David in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, David.
I can't stand you guys.
Well, what are we doing?
Why now, David?
Because I had this whole stick lined up about how I speak Texas,
okay.
And when you spit on somebody, it's the ultimate form of compliment. And Hugh Douglas goes and makes this totally real. He's making sense. He's speaking truth. And I'm not here for that. I'm here for entertainment.
I think Hugh forgot he's not here to make any sense, and David, he's taking a victory lap because he's made a lot of it the last few days.
It's called growth.
Oh, okay.
It's called growth.
The same guy who told me defense doesn't matter. He's Nostradamus.
David, you know what it is, David? It's because I would love to go back-to-back. It's been a while since I went back.
Right. Not easy to go back-to-back.
It ain't easy. So
not with this team.
And I know that in order for us to do that we need Jalen Carter. And I feel like suspending him is not going to help. This is beyond that. This is it, David. I think he could be a Hall of Fame player. I really do. But he has to channel that before something happens that he can't get a second chance to come back from. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where it is.
That's why I'm so mad, Hugh, because, you know, and I can speak from experience here. I've been spit in the face numerous times over my career. That's part of the job. And back in the day, that would necessitate a stick to the face so they're spitting out teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work anymore. You don't do that crap. And what you got to do is, and also speaking from personal experience, he needs help. You are absolutely right, and that's why you're pissing me off because, like, you know, you're drumming up all that all my crap, and you yourself, you know, you're full of bad decisions your entire life.
Yes.
You know what you're talking about.
Yes, but thanks a lot, Dave. I caught a straight,
he
but you're right.
He said it in a very
right.
nice way. Very nice way.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, this is bigger than football, and A, the kid should be suspended because you cannot have this. It can't happen. And B, they should force him into some sort of therapy, counseling, whatever, to get the help he needs because, as you said, this is his life. You know, this isn't just all the money he makes from football. You know, this kid needs to be, you know, that rage that's inside him, that fire that blinds him, that crap is what eats him up. And that's why he makes poor decisions. And he needs to deal with that and be able to grasp that because PTSD is a real thing. And he needs to channel that and channel it healthy. And he's not right now.
Well, that's for sure. David, we appreciate the phone call. So the other thing that when we had a call earlier, Derek, we were arguing back and forth with him. He's kept calling him young. I think we need to recognize the point he is in his career. Yes, he's young as a person, as a young man. He is 8 months away from being eligible for a contract that, again, like if I'm
going to put him in a rarefied air.
Right, and if I'm Jeffrey Lurie and I'm Howie Roseman, right, because that's the person who's in charge of where the money goes and the person who actually writes the checks. I mean, like, I can't have this. I mean, I can't. And that's why I brought up Jalen Hurts. Regardless if you think he's the best quarterback or the sixth or eighth best quarterback, you know what I would be if I was the owner of the team?
What's that?
Very comfortable handing Jalen Hurts money. That's a professional.
Yeah, because I know what you're about to say, Joe, or something similar. Money doesn't change you. It makes you more who you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're worried about what happens when you you give a person that type of bread and he's already perceived. Let me be clear. He's perceived as not being remorseful. And I want to say this because I see people here talking about being a hypocrite and all this other stuff. I'm my ancestors. And I know a lot of that is going to fly over a lot of folks' heads. But the point that I'm making is this. Yeah, I have made some questionable decisions in my lifetime. And that's why I'm the one who is more qualified to speak about it. You know, because I've been through that. I lost my job because of that, because of my anger issues. And I had to take my ass to Atlanta and work for 10 years just to get back to this point. So I know what I'm talking about. And so if you don't understand that, then maybe you need to take a back seat and let somebody who understands this type of situation deal with this type of situation and try to get this young man some help before he goes down the paths that I went down. If you don't understand that and you just want to keep it about football, that's fine. If that's the box that you want to live in, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking about something that's way beyond football. I'm talking about being a functioning human being in society. Because like I said earlier, the things that help you on the field work against you in the real world. And since I've been through that and I've had to live that with the mistakes that I've made, you need to sit back and let me talk about this and try to get this man the help that he needs.
When it comes to my defense, we don't like Hugh Cook. When it comes to this,
we talked about anger issues and doing stupid stuff and making bad decisions, I got that.
All right, Lane Johnson after the game last night, he did talk about Jalen Carter. Here's that part of Lane talking about Carter and how it might go in this locker room.
You know, some of those situations is something you're going to have to learn from, and it's going to be a hard lesson learned. But, I mean, anytime you don't have Jalen Carter on the field, that hurts everybody on the team. So, you know, he'll learn from it, and we'll move forward.
It's something where the team leaders have to discuss it with him and talk to him about it, Lane?
Yeah, we'll be talking about it tomorrow for sure.
I like the for sure at the end. Like, yeah, there's no doubt we're going to talk. And he would know it wasn't anything like what happened with Carter. Lane Johnson knows a thing or two about doing something wrong and hurting the team. He got suspended twice.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a guy that he got suspended for PEDs. That was a long time he missed in that one season.
So, that was a 10-game suspension.
It was a 10-game suspension. Yeah. I mean, that was, what, 2016? They started off 3-4-0, or it was 3-0. And then the season kind of fell apart when he went out. Now, I didn't think they were that great of a team anyway, but he knows what it's like to hurt the team. So he has that experience. All right, let's go to Pete, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Pete.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Pete. What's up, Pete?
Just with this whole Carter, Jalen Carter, I mean, he was looking to pick a fight. He was not only 3 or 4 yards on the wrong side of the ball. He was practically in their huddle. Like, he's looking at, I know it's a rival and everything, but to spit on somebody, and I'm surprised that I thought I was the only one that would think to suspend him. I'm surprised that you're saying that because I would, too. I mean, it's got to. Like you saying, this isn't just about football, man. It's respect for other human beings, man, you know?
Well, it is. And Pete, I know what I'm saying. Like, it'll hurt them next week, and they probably lose to the Chiefs. But if it can get him to focus more where this doesn't happen ever again, I think that trade-off is worth it.
Or one way to help him is just have him give a one-on-one session with B-Doc. You know, let him try to straighten him out or something, because the boy needs help. The kid needs help. He's got a... Like you said, it isn't the only time. And you talk about his age, you look at Jalen Hurts. That's my next point about Jalen Hurts. He's a young guy, finds ways to win. Things aren't going his way. It's a preseason-ish game, but he finds a way to win. He holds himself with maturity. He don't run his mouth, you know, but...
He's a pro. I mean, Jalen's a pro. I mean, and that's why I'm Pete Kufunko. Like, when Derek brought up, oh, you don't love Jalen Hurts as a player, I think Jalen Hurts is good. Whether or not I think he's a leader or not, it's nothing to do with if I think he is someone that you can count on. Like Jalen Hurts, you can count on him. I would be floored if Jalen Hurts ever did anything like we saw last night. I feel like I'd be floored if almost any player did it.
Yeah, because it's out of character.
Right.
It's out of character.
Last night it wasn't, unfortunately. It was shocking, but really when you think about it, not totally out of character. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Joe Giglio. What's the dealio here?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Listen, man, I got three things I take from that game yesterday. Let's get to business. Number one is, you know, Darius Slay was really good last year.
Yep.
I mean, we underestimated Darius Slay. He was really good last year playing at his old age. But I just want to say that, get that out the way. And number two is, Jalen Carter, you might need a mentor or something here. You might be able to sign up for that, man. Go on down there, man. Take that young brother under your wing, man, and, teach him the ropes a little bit, man. You know what I mean? Some life lessons. And it was a Hugh Douglas moment yesterday that somebody had, and he didn't take advantage of it. Now, I'd like this guy to channel his inner Hugh Douglas and drop Dak Prescott right where he stood. See, these guys want to celebrate when they get a turnover. See, he had blocked Dak Prescott, and this is Patrick Johnson.
Yep.
He had blocked Dak Prescott and drove his shoulder into the ground, you know what I mean, yesterday. Quinn Yaw would have been off to the races. But they look to celebrate as soon as they get the turnover. You know what I mean? He had an opportunity to go headhunting, and he didn't do it. He missed him. So I'm just saying. You know, that's something I just peeped from the game yesterday. And this game yesterday, it reminded me of the season opener last year with Green Bay. You know, choppy, not pretty, got the W. Listen, the first game of the season is like, you know, the very first preseason game. Not worried at all. And as far as Jalen Carter's being suspended, Joe, I can't have that. I just can't have him being suspended. I can't have him spitting on people, but, you know, I just can't have him being suspended for this. And I wouldn't do it. As an organization, but the league can possibly do it, but I wouldn't do it as an organization. I would have a talking with him, a strong, stern talking with him, and we'd go from there and see how he responds from that. But as far as like him, you know, being suspended, I think that's taking it a little bit too far, Joe. And here, like I said, man, you got access down there, brother. Get down there and take that young brother under your wing, man.
You know what? I appreciate you saying that, Chuck, but that's not my lane.
Chuck, good phone call.
I think this is more of a professional thing.
You sound like a professional to me.
Yeah. You know what? I was trying to be sincere. But words are hard sometimes, Joe. But
it's always when we try to get serious, we screw up the words.
It's serious, though, man, because seeing him, it took me back to that time. And I remember because I wanted to crawl up on a rock. Because when this dude sat here, the HR person, and he broke me down the way that he did, I felt like I didn't need to be around anybody. You know what I mean? I felt like, you know, because he was painting me as a monster. Like Derek said, I was doing to him. He was like, he was painting me as a monster. Well, you're a big guy. You're very intimidating. You scare people. And I'm like, that's not who I am. But because that's the way I was painted, that's the way that I was looked at because of my track record, if you will. The situations that I've been in. Because here's the reality of the situation. As a black man, when I get in trouble, when I got in trouble, everything that I did was brought up. I don't care when it happened. Well, you know he got in trouble for fighting somebody in the locker room. Well, you know he beat up one of his coworkers or he yelling at his That's all fair play. That's how people write the story. They don't let you evolve and move away from that. And that's the thing that you're looking at. So when I got in trouble, they brought all of that stuff up, and I sat there, and they made me feel small, and they made me feel insignificant. And that's why I had to go to a therapist, and he said, hey, listen, everything that you've accomplished in life is because of who you are. You just need to learn how to channel that. You can't change who you are, and I don't pretend to be anything that I'm not, but I know how to channel my emotions now. You know, and that's what he needs to learn how to do, because I'll be the first to tell you, you catch me on a bad day, you might see that old person, but I'm going to try to channel it and bring it back so that I don't put myself in those situations. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about life changing stuff.
Whether or not you think it's fair, when people start labeling you something that doesn't, you have to change it, right?
Man, I was nuclear. I had to beg for a job. And the only reason why I got a job, Stephen A. Smith, nobody can ever say nothing bad about Stephen A. Smith to me. He made a phone call for me. and he said, listen, and this is why to this day, I don't drink around people I don't know or that I consider family. He was like, don't be down there drinking and don't be down there getting in trouble. And to this day, when I'm out, I know people like to offer me drinks and everything, and I appreciate that and I respect that. But you're not going to be able to put me in a situation where you can say anything negative about me, because that's what they say. Oh, he was at the NABJ and he was drunk. So that's why I don't drink in public. I drink at home. And for the most part, I keep to myself, because I never want to be painted in a way where they say, well, hey, well, you know, Hugh was out here and he was drinking and he did this. Because even though that's been like 10 to 15 years removed from that, if I do anything now that is similar to that, all of that comes back up. All of that comes back.
There was a quote that Jim Schwartz had. I remember when Nigel Bradham got in trouble. You ever hear this quote from Jim Schwartz? It's. I think he was being half facetious, but it really works. And I think of it with Jalen Carter. His quote was, because Nigel Bradham got in trouble at an airport. I think he had a gun. He thought he could carry it. I mean, mm-hmm. He was doing something stupid, right? And Jim Schwartz's quote was, you do dumbass things, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Yes.
I mean, like, that's it. Like, Jalen Carter's got to stop. Like, this is the label he's going to have now. And also, teams know they can get under his skin. That's a problem for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up, and you know what we got to do. We got to guess the takes for week one in the NFL. What is everyone going to be talking about on Monday? That's next. Midday show. I want your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NFL season, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants to boost your bets even more. Right now, all customers can double their winnings with a 100% profit boost. That means you get two times the payout on NFL Sunday money line bets. All right, I told you I like Denver. I also like Arizona on the road in New Orleans. And if there's an upset I like Carolina against Jacksonville. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on the NFL action with a chance to win even bigger. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.